This is a presentation from Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Because Amara's not in the TARDIS.
I dare say, but why should she be here on Lexos?
Because I seem to recall a legend about this place. I've been meaning to check it out for centuries, but you know how it is once you put things off. And now poor Amara's gone missing.
I don't understand how that could be. How could she just vanish without trace? Unless... You don't suppose Julian Stryker came back for her, do you?
You mean just whisked her away?
It is possible. He is Tuscura, after all.
No.
Then where could she have gone?
I don't know, Grey. But I intend to find out.
Could a force really have grabbed her from the TARDIS? I thought it was impenetrable.
So did I until recently. But that was before Amara and I came face to face with the Eidolon.
Yes, Amara was telling me about them and their net. Just last night before we retired to bed. Any chance she could have been taken by them, Doctor?
No, it's unlikely. We're well out of Eidolon space here, but we're closer to Gallifrey now. A bit too close for comfort for me.
You don't like your home planet, eh, Doctor?
Oh, I wouldn't say that. But it's such a bore.
So why here, Doctor? Why Lexos?
Because according to legend, when ships enter this region of space, people begin to disappear. And since the very nature of my TARDIS has been altered by persons unknown, I think we have to assume that it's now possible for someone... or something to have taken Amara from within the TARDIS.
You mean, like some invisible force? Some entity just swooped in and grabbed her?
I don't like to speculate. Come along, Grey, let's start looking for Amara. Maybe we'll find some clues as to where she's at.
And suppose she isn't on this planet? What then?
I can't think about that right now. Come along, Grey.
Yes, Doctor. As you say.
Doctor Who, The Lost. Written by Jonathan Patrick Russell. Part 1.
These Lexons all live underground, you say?
Yes. According to the old Gallifreyan records, the surface of this planet's uninhabitable. So they built these vast cities underground. The planet's riddled with them, actually.
It's funny how no one seems to be about. These Lexons aren't extinct, are they?
Not unless it's a recent occurrence.
There just don't seem to be very many of them. In fact, none, I would say.
This flippant attitude's not going to help Amara, Grey.
I'm sorry, Doctor. I suppose I get flippant when I'm nervous.
There's no need to be nervous. We're going to find Amara, you'll see.
Is this one of your famous hunches?
Famous?
Yes. Amara has told me about them. That's it.
She hasn't known me that long. Well, famous or not, my hunches rarely lead me astray. In fact, never's the word I'm looking for.
Doctor, look!
Hello.
It's an old man. Is he in a trance, do you think?
I don't know about that. Looks like he's meditating to me. Maybe we shouldn't disturb him.
Then how will we get any answers?
Good point.
It is very rude to stare.
Oh, I do beg your pardon. We were just,
Yes!
We're looking for a friend of ours.
Oh, I see.
Is that all you have to say? You see?
He's gone again. I don't think we'll get anything more out of him, Doctor.
Now look here.
Doctor?
But I hate being ignored.
The one you seek is not here.
Must you do that? You almost frighten the life out of me.
Fear can only lead one astray.
Well, thank you for that sage advice. But do you know what might have happened to our young friend?
She has joined the number accounted amongst the lost.
The lost?
Look, what are the lost? Where can we find them?
No one finds the lost.
Why not?
Is he an imbecile child? The lost are simply the lost. Now, I suggest you leave here.
Well, has no one ever even tried to look for these so-called lost? Have any of these lost ever turned up again? Is your entire population accounted among the lost?
You're still here. Look, old thing, could you pop along and be a nuisance somewhere else? There's a good fellow.
No, I can't. Look, our young friend has gone missing. Now could you please be so kind as to answer a few questions?
Terrible old gas bag, isn't he, my dear? Is he always like this?
I haven't known him long, but so I'm told.
Oh, thank you very much.
I'm sorry, Doctor, but you have to admit he is rather entertaining.
I'm not sure you understand the gravity of this situation, Gray. Amara is missing and she could be in great danger.
Yes, Doctor. You're right, of course.
Now, sir, could you tell me... Hang on a minute, where'd he go? He was right here.
Well, he isn't here now.
Anyone could see that, Gray. Did you see where he went?
I'm afraid not. Maybe he's amongst the lost now as well.
I'm really starting to regret letting you come with us in the TARDIS. Do you know that, Gray?
You don't mean that.
Just please try to take this seriously.
Yes, of course, Doctor. I'm concerned for Amara as well, you know.
Then I suggest you start acting like it, and help me try and find her.
Well, perhaps the old man was right. Perhaps we should try elsewhere.
Oh, very well. Come along. We've been walking for ages. There's no one. Absolutely no one anywhere.
Tell me about it.
I simply don't understand. An entire civilization vanishes without a trace.
Not an entire civilization.
Ah!
Sorry, did I frightened you again. Yes.
You? Where did you spring from?
My father's loins. Or was it my mother's womb? It's such a subjective question, isn't it? It is. It's very subjective.
Why do I feel like I'm in an old Earth cartoon all of a sudden?
Why shouldn't you?
You really are an infuriating old man. Do you know that?
Oh, Doctor. I think he's rather charming.
Gray?
Yes, Doctor?
Is this your normal attitude?
No, not really. I'm usually quite serious. I think.
Then why are you acting this way now?
I don't know, really. I suppose... I simply do not feel that Amara is in any real danger. I don't feel as though any of us are.
Oh, so you have good instincts, do you?
Usually. Why?
Then maybe I'm going about this the wrong way.
What do you mean, Doctor?
Gray? I think maybe I should be following your nose on this one.
Huh?
Go on. Why don't you lead me to where you think Amara may be?
All right.
Mind if I tag along, old thing?
Oh, I thought you disappeared again.
No, don't appear to have done.
Perhaps we should let him come along, Doctor. He may be able to help us. He does know this place.
Like the back of my hand.
Oh, very well. Come along, then, the both of you.
structure there.
What about it?
I think that's where Amara is.
Are you sure?
I can't explain it, but I feel it somehow. Amara is in that structure.
Oh, you mustn't go in there.
And why ever not?
Sacred place is that. I'd never go in there if I were you.
Well, that settles it. She's in there, all right.
Why does that settle it?
Gray, the one and only person in this entire settlement we've come across who's been acting very strangely ever since we came into contact with him, suddenly warns us not to go into some sacred structure. It's a dead giveaway, isn't it?
If you say so, Doctor.
I do say so.
Fine. Fine. Don't listen to old Kendra. No one ever listens to old Kendra. No silly fools.
Oh, pay no heed to him.
What did I say? No one. I would just leave this world if I were you.
I'm beginning to see what you mean, Doctor. This is all very odd.
Right. Then on we go. Come along, Gray.
No one ever listens to old Kendra. And they always live to regret it. Well, they live for a little while anyway.
Fascinating, isn't it?
Do you suppose this is where they worship some mythical god?
Goddess, more like it.
What?
Come have a look at this, Gray.
Hmm? What have you found?
It looks like ancient artwork, and I think it tells the story.
Oh, look! There are rays of light coming from her hands. She has wings. And look there. The people are kneeling to her.
Precisely. A goddess. In this square, this goddess of theirs arrives. She gives the people her blessing, and they bestow gifts on her.
What's that bit mean there?
She must be commanding them to build something. Maybe this temple, perhaps.
Oh, yes. There it is. It's half built in this one, and completed in the next.
Indeed. More blessings and gifts she bestows here. And there.
What does that bit mean? Doctor?
This all seems strangely familiar.
It does?
Yes. I'm not sure where I've seen them, but I'm certain I've seen similar drawings like this before. I can't think of the life of me where.
Never mind, Doctor. It'll come to you when you're not trying to think of it.
I suppose that's true. It always seems to happen that way.
This is a wondrous place. All the colors. That statue. Do you suppose this was some sort of fountain full of water at some time? Doctor? 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 Now where could he have got to?
He's now among the lost.
You startled the life out of me. Where did you spring from? I didn't hear you come in. And how do you know the Doctor is amongst the lost now?
I did not say he was amongst the lost. I said he was among them.
What's the difference?
He does not account amongst their number. You and he are outsiders.
I don't understand.
Oh, it seems to be difficult like that. Oh, can't you work it out?
The only thing I can work out is that you're a very strange old man.
I tell you, I'm not the stranger here.
Are you saying that we're trespassing?
This is a sacred place. Outsiders have no place here.
I think I see now. The lost refer to those who trespass on your world. Or even near your world.
Only the goddess and her true servants may step foot on her sacred ground. Only the goddess's people can be accounted amongst the lost.
But that makes no sense. Wait a minute. Are you saying that the Doctor is not one of the lost?
He is an outsider, as are you. Outsiders are forbidden on Nexos, and thus must be rejected.
I don't understand. Well, what about you? How is it that you're the only living person in this settlement?
An impurity. I once came looking for the lost, but when I set foot on the sacred ground, I was cursed for all eternity. Cursed to wander the sacred ground, but never to set foot upon it.
Oh my word. I've just noticed. Your feet. They don't reach the ground. They're at least a centimeter off the floor.
I was cursed, as I told you. Cursed to wander, but never set foot upon the sacred ground. Left here to warn those who come to keep away from the sacred place.
And when they don't heed your warning?
Those who trespass are rejected.
Oh no. The Doctor. Is there any way to help him?
He is among the lost now. Only the goddess herself can save him, if she is merciful. Only the gods can save any of you now.
But what does that mean? There is no goddess.
You have dared to blaspheme in the sacred place. Nothing can save you now.
Wait! Come back! Don't leave! No! Blast! Now how are you going to get out of this one, Gray? I suppose I'll have to explore this temple. There must be a way out of here somewhere. At least, that's what I'm counting on. There has to be a way out of here. There just has to be! Wait a minute. What did the Doctor do before he vanished? Let me see. He walked over to here. Oh, what did he do? Doctor, what did you do? Maybe he touched something. Let me see now. Hello, what's this? Yes, it's moving. Wait a minute. What is going on?
You have been listening to Doctor Who, The Lost, Part 1, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, which starred, in order of appearance, Sarah Gerard as Gray, Ron Smith as the Doctor, Jeff Niles as Kendra. The title music was composed and performed by Duncan McPherson, based on the original version by Ron Grainer. The producer of the episode was Kyle Bors. The co-producer was Ron Smith. Post-production editor was Jeff Niles. The sound design was provided by Stevie K. Farnaby and Jonathan Patrick Russell. The script editor, executive producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The story The Lost is owned by Dream Realm Enterprises. No attempt has been made to supersede or infringe any existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who or its concepts and sounds, which remain the property of the British Broadcasting Corporation. For additional information, comments, or questions, please email us at docbuilding1@yahoo.com. On behalf of Dream Realm Enterprises, this is Sally Wiggett. Thank you for listening.
Please join us for part 2 of The Lost, available now from Dream Realm Enterprises and found at dreamrealmsite.com.